AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A judge is delivering his verdict in the trial of a white Cleveland police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting deaths of an unarmed black man and woman.
We are on the record in the state of Ohio versus Michael Brillo. All counsel and the defendant are present.
Their car backfired as it sped past police headquarters almost 3 years ago. Police thought that someone had fired a gun, and 13 officers fired 137 shots, killing Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Officer Michael Brillo was charged with manslaughter after firing directly into the car while standing on its hood, according to the prosecutors. And as we mentioned, the judge has been reading his verdict this morning, and we've just discovered that Cleveland patrolman Michael Brillo has been found not guilty in the deaths of two unarmed suspects in the 137-shot barrage. On this Memorial Day weekend, the commander-in-chief is remembering the fallen.
We have to honor their memory. We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice.
In his weekly address, the president said the Memorial Day weekend should also serve to remind us of those in uniform now who are risking their lives serving in conflict zones. Last night, the Senate couldn't decide what to do about government surveillance programs, so the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling senators back on Sunday, May 31st, for another shot at it. That's the day the controversial NSA bulk phone record collection program is set to expire. Iraqi government forces have recaptured a town near Ramadi a day after it fell to Islamic State militants, according to an Iraqi security official. This is AP Radio News. Gay couples are celebrating in Ireland today as it becomes the first nation in the world to legalize same-sex marriage in a national vote, say those on both sides, though the votes are still being counted. Walter J. Awardine is the spokesman for what's called the Yes campaign.
The enthusiasm with the campaign has been very, very high, and that seems to be translating in the polls, which is great.
Voter Joey Kavanaugh says Irish expats have been coming home to vote.
People at home seem very inspired and encouraged by the fact that people are going to such great lengths to come home and vote.
He talked to Sky News. Political analysts say what appears to be a landslide vote is a stunning generational shift from the 1980s. When voters still firmly backed Catholic Church teachings and overwhelmingly voted against abortion and divorce. A Syrian official says Islamic fighters have broken into a museum in the ancient town of Palmyra, but he says the artifacts were previously removed. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.